In the Jones house, Sunset sat down in a cane chair next to the radio and said, "I shot him." She held up the gun. "With this gun, his gun. He had me on the floor hitting me. He tried to rape me. He'd raped me before. I couldn't have it no more." Mrs. Marilyn Jones, a tall, handsome woman with mounded hair skunk-striped with gray, let out a noise so shrill and pitiful Sunset could feel it in her bones. "You shot him," Jones said. "You shot my boy." "Right upside the head." "My God. Didn't have no choice. He was raping me. A man can't rape his wife." "Sure seemed like rape to me," Sunset said. Jones drew back his hand, and as he did, Sunset lifted the pistol. "I ain't gonna have no man beat on me again. I can help it." "But why did you do it?" "Pete come home drunk. Guess one of his girlfriends over in Holiday, probably that whore Jimmy Joe French, didn't give him what he wanted. So he decided he wanted it from me. And he wanted it rough. He started beating on me. Ripped off my clothes. And the storm come and blew the house away. Just took it out of there like it was made out of newspaper. I got hold of his gun and shot him. I didn't want to kill him and I didn't mean to. But I thought he might kill me." "He was the constable," Jones said. "Ain't no more. Ain't nothing no more." Jones pulled up a chair and sat down. Mrs. Jones had collapsed to the floor and was pulling her hair. "Pete! Pete! Pete!" she said as if he might answer. "Where's Karen?" Sunset asked. Mrs. Jones wailed and Mr. Jones sat in his chair. Neither responded. After a while, Mr. Jones said, "Where is he?" "At what's left of our house with his pants down and his ass in the air." Jones sat for a while, trying to swallow a lump in his throat. When he managed, he said, "Reckon I gotta go over there and get him. You, Missy, you're gonna pay for this. There's the law, and they're gonna make you pay." "He was the law," Sunset said, "and he made me pay every day, and I hadn't even done nothing." Mr. Jones got up and went out the door. Sunset sat and held the pistol in her lap. Slowly, her mother-in-law put her feet under her and got up and walked over to Sunset. Sunset knew what was coming, but she didn't move. She figured she ought to take just a little for what she had done.